Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends, welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And this week, oh my goodness, I want to tell you about a film that's coming out. It is called Narcissist Playbook. And my friend Tessie and I got to watch this film yesterday, and I am still reeling from this film. I just like posted on my social media to try to encourage people to watch it. And the words that I have is holy shiz and what the fuck. And it is, I'm still in that space right now. Because this film, it puts words and images to something that millions of people have experienced, but not been able to explain. And I can't stop thinking about it. You know, as a trauma therapist, I spend my days listening to stories of emotional abuse and coercive control and gaslighting and manipulation, betrayal, psychological trauma. I sit with people every single day who are saying, I think I'm losing my mind. Maybe I'm the problem. Nobody believes me. I don't even know what's real anymore. And you know, one of the most powerful things this film does is it stays true to its title. And it promises the playbook. It reveals the playbook, Narcissist Playbook. Okay. Because there is a playbook, right? That they all follow. The more educated we can be, the more empowered we can be to not become the victim of this and to be able to recognize it for what it is. Okay, so whether the narcissist in your life is an intimate partner, a boss, a religious leader, a politician, a friend, someone in a position of power, it doesn't matter. The tactics that people use are remarkably similar, right? Different people, different settings. Same playbook. And once you see the playbook, you can't unsee it. And once you understand the playbook, then you stop blaming yourself. And you begin to realize, I'm not crazy. I'm not weak. I'm not imagining this. There was a pattern. There was manipulation. There was a system. And that realization can just be incredibly freeing. And you know, one of the things I thought about after this film is, you know, those of us with the huge hearts, right? The helpers, the healers, the empathic people, we often struggle to believe that someone could intentionally manipulate and harm us, right? We assume everyone thinks like we do. We assume everyone has empathy. We assume everyone wants to repair and be honest and connect and have mutual respect, but not everyone does. And I'm not saying that so that we can become fearful or cynical, but it does mean we've got to become discerning. Okay? I don't think our problem is that we think everyone's harmful and, are capable of harm, I think our problem is the opposite of that. I think we expect everyone to be good, and then that is what ends up harming us. But awareness isn't the opposite of compassion. Awareness is what protects compassion. And it's really hard for us to wrap our brain around this, but the truth is, evil does exist, and it can exist in human form. And those of us that have experienced narcissistic abuse know this. And those of you that haven't, you need to know, right? It's incredibly difficult for compassionate people to accept this. But refusing to acknowledge it doesn't make it go away. Okay. Sometimes it allows it to continue. And sometimes our discomfort with seeing the truth actually is what keeps harmful systems in place. And sometimes we unintentionally become part of the silence that allows abuse to continue because we explain it away, or we minimize it, or we convince ourselves it couldn't possibly be that bad. And this film challenges us to look honestly at what psychological abuse actually looks like. And I think that that's incredibly important. Another thing I appreciated is that the film acknowledges something that I try to talk about with my clients is this exists on a spectrum, right? There's the low level and then there's the higher level, and they explain that more in the film. I think our temptation is to just assume that nothing is harmful versus being able to see the truth for what it is. And we need language for that. Because when there is a consistent pattern of manipulation or coercive control or exploitation or emotional abuse or reality distortion, we need language for that. Because what we can name, we can begin to heal. And as I watched this film, I kept thinking about survivors. And some of the survivors in there just broke my heart. And I just think how many people are sitting in relationships right now, believing that they are the problem. How many people are questioning their sanity? How many people are feeling completely alone because no one around them understands what they're experiencing? It's real, right? I have a group on Monday nights that we're sitting here so that we're not alone anymore. One of, I think, the most hurtful, harmful, painful things of narcissistic abuse is the isolation. It's one of the loneliest experiences a human can have. It's confusing. It's disorienting. It's dysregulating. It is a complete mind fuck. I'm sorry, that's the term that we use in my office because that is true and that is how it feels. And many survivors don't even have words for what's happening. And when they watch something like this, my hope is that maybe for the first time, they're thinking, finally, somebody sees me. Finally, somebody understands. Finally, there's a word for what I've lived through. And I think that kind of validation is powerful. It doesn't erase the pain, but it can remove the shame. It reminds you that you're not alone. As a trauma therapist and a clinician, I'm just like, I want every clinician to watch this I want everyone that works with trauma to watch this. I want everyone that sees couples to watch this, right? Every coach, every teacher, every attorney, every judge, anybody that works with people, we need to watch this. Because when we know these patterns and we understand these patterns, then we stop blaming survivors. And we stop saying, well, why didn't you leave? And you start asking, what happened that made leaving so difficult? But you're going to see. And I just want you to open yourself up to this because this is rampant. It's in more places than you want to believe. Okay. We don't realize when we do that to survivors, we are not healing them. We are creating more shame for them. Okay. I want this documentary to bring more awareness, not fear, awareness, because awareness changes lives. Awareness helps people recognize unhealthy patterns earlier. Awareness helps families better support one another. Awareness helps professionals identify abuse and stop it, right? I know of so many stories of my clients that have gone to couples therapy and the harm was just perpetuated, right? They just were able to fool the therapist. Like, if we get educated and empowered as clinicians, then we won't be fooled by this. We won't be so shocked when our clients tell us horrific things that happen, and we will be able to believe them. And that is what people need. They need to be believed. And the more we know about that, the more that we can stop this harm from happening. And as trauma therapists and people helping people, I feel like we have a responsibility to know and to be able to become part of the healing. And so I want you to watch it. If you get to watch this film and you are a survivor, I think you will come away feeling like I'm not crazy and I'm not weak and I'm not too sensitive. And just realize that your nervous system responded exactly like it was supposed to prolonged manipulation and psychological trauma. And healing is possible. If you've never experienced this kind of abuse, first of all, I'm glad. And I hope that you will still watch the film because chances are that someone you love has experienced this. Someone in your family, right? Someone in your workplace, your nieces, your nephews, someone that you probably see every day has experienced this or is experiencing this even now. And they may have never been able to find the words to tell you. But if you can know and you can have compassion, then that compassion creates safety, and that safety creates a space of healing. I genuinely believe that this documentary is one of the most important of our time because it doesn't just expose narcissism, it exposes a pattern that exists in families, organizations, institutions, workplaces, communities, relationships. And it gives us a language and it gives us clarity. And that clarity changes everything, right? We are living in a world where narcissistic abuse is rampant. Okay. It's oftentimes that we will recognize this in a relationship, right? Maybe an intimate partner or a boss or something like that. And then when you recognize that and you start peeling back the layers on it, then you start to notice, oh, wait, it's in like every system that's set up, right? In the religious systems that are set up, in many of the political systems, in a lot of leadership positions, okay? There is a system. And the more that we understand the playbook, the more we will recognize it for what it is and not be harmed and not perpetuate the harm of someone else. Okay. This is a really important film. I'm still going to be processing it for a while. As a trauma therapist in Lafayette, Louisiana, I'm looking at how we can bring this film to this area. I'm looking at possibly having some showings that we can have discussions, that we can have survivor stories, that we can just open this up and create a safe place to have these really important conversations that remove aloneness and that help people get the help that they need, the healing that they need, okay, the freedom that they need. Because what I know is I sit with these people every day, and what I know is this is happening everywhere. And the chances that you have someone in your circle that's going through this is really high. Okay. So please watch the film. Please consider donating to the film, as this film is very much survivor funded. If you look at our world and you notice that the people that have money and power are operating in this system as the narcissistic people, then it won't surprise you that they're not funding this film, okay? Because they don't want this to get out. So, even more reason for us to come together and spread this. Spread the knowledge about this film. Watch this film together. Discuss this film together. Because it's done in a way that it can wake us up. And honestly, I think we need a little wake-up call. And so consider watching this film. And if you have watched this film, I would love to hear what you think about it. I would love to hear what resonated with you. And I just want you to remember, you are not alone, okay? You matter. Your pain matters. Your story matters. Your feelings matter, right? Your dreams matter. All of that matters, okay? And you are worthy of love. You are worthy of truth. You are worthy of safety. And you don't have to stay the same, right? The name of this podcast is not That Girl anymore. And I'm here to remind you, you're not that girl anymore. And you don't have to be. And you don't have to stay alone in this. Okay. So watch the film. Tell me what you think about it. Come to my group on Monday nights. We meet at the Authenticity Center, 6 o'clock. Have an amazing group of women in there. And we're just seeing each other, knowing each other, loving each other, removing that aloneness, and giving you a space to heal. And so, wherever you are, if you're finding this and you need this, then reach out to us, reach out to me, message me. I don't want you to stay alone in this. Okay. So remember, you matter and you're not that girl anymore. Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.